You can tell how long a man has been flying with a 15 to talk about. The men who completed their tour of duty some 3 months ago spoke of Ploiesti, Romania, the much-bombed oil refineries where the skies were black with the bursting of enemy flak and the burning of enemy oil. Later crews spoke of the flak barrages over the refineries of Bleckhammer, Germany, a target that has since fallen to the Red Army. Still others will remember Linz, Austria, and the Graz rail yards as being particularly hot targets. Lately, it's been Vienna, hub of the Nazi supply system, that combat men discuss most. Usually, members of the same crew agree on what was their toughest mission. In our own studios are two men who fly on the same B-24 Liberator crew who definitely do not agree about which was their toughest target. They are Staff Sergeant Robert L. Abel of Louisville, Kentucky, and Staff Sergeant Guy V. Busso of East Rochester, New York. Let's hear from Sergeant Abel first. What do you consider your toughest mission, Sergeant?
I'd call that Vienna, without a doubt. We've been to that target for 4 straight missions, and I think it's still the toughest on the books.
Was there any particular mission to Vienna that seemed worse than the others?
Yes. There was one of our missions on which we flew the bomb run for 18 minutes against a terrific headwind. But that wasn't as bad as the mission we flew the day before. Then was when we really hit the flak. We had some 35 holes in our fuselage and one of our engines knocked out. From my position in the waist, I could see a big puff of black smoke come out when she was hit.
Did you lose altitude?
We certainly did. 5,000 feet of it. The pilot couldn't stop the prop from windmilling at first. It was whirling around at some 36,000 revolutions per minute, and it sounded like it was going to fly off the engine.
Did you get the plane back safely?
Yes, but we had to come home alone and without fighter escort. After that mission, you can't tell me they come any worse than that Vienna target.
How about you, Sergeant Basso? What do you think is the roughest mission you've flown?
Well, personally, I'd say it was a mission I flew with another crew back in December. That was the time we struck the oil refinery at Odertal, Germany.
What happened on that mission?
Our formation was jumped by some 50 to 75 fighter planes in a surprise attack just before we hit the bomb run. Their first shot was a 20-millimeter shell that landed right in the waist of our ship. The radio operator was just coming back to the waist, and he was standing on the catwalk when the shell exploded.
Was he hurt?
He certainly was surprised, plenty. The catwalk buckled right up and threw him practically into our laps.
How many attacks did these fighters make?
There were 6 attacks in all. Our tail gunner took 1 Focke-Wulf 190, but we were still pretty badly off. We lost altitude fast. The fuel lines were shot up pretty badly. An unexploded shell went right through our Tokyo tank. I was called up to the main flight deck to pump the fuel from the Tokyo into the main fuel system. But the air was sucking it off faster than the pump could take it. The number one engine conked out from lack of fuel. It wasn't long before the number two engine started dying too.
Did you have to bail out?
We certainly did. The plane had just started into a long dive when we hit the silk. I didn't want to stay on that ship very long.
I can see why you've chosen Odertal as your toughest target. Thank you, Sergeants Basso and Abel. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to an interview with Staff Sergeants Guy V. Basso of East Rochester, New York, and Robert L. Abel of Louisville, Kentucky. Both men are flying with the Liberator crew in the Mediterranean Allied Air Forces. This record was made in the Mediterranean Theater of Operations.